All the increased merriment during the holidays leads to a lot of increased trash for those of us who buy things rather than experiences. One resolution we can all make for 2014, better at observing recycling rules, which are very difficult to observe because they're a little confusing, I would say. And also, you know, you walk around the street, you don't find all the recycling containers you would expect, perhaps. Tom Watson manages the Eco-Consumer Public Education Division of King County Solid Waste. He also writes a column for the Seattle Times. He's here to talk trash. Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Why haven't more municipalities made the effort to provide clear recycling containers on the street or, you know, in public places?
It's a real challenge because of all the contamination, all the wrong things that get put in there and maintaining them. And so it can be tough to really make that work.
Hasn't contamination continued to be a big problem for recycling, yes?
Well, it's always going to be, and it's up to the governments to really label it well and make it easier for people, but it's tough.
I've heard that because of the recycling market has fallen and because the Chinese are sort of putting a wall up in recycling materials because they want to pay less, that recycling is having a rough time right now around the world.
I would say that it's been a little more challenging, but there are still some great markets for many different materials, and I don't think that it's necessarily such a hard time. It's just a transitional period trying to make sure, especially with the plastics going to China, that they don't send loads with garbage in them. The Chinese markets are rightly demanding, you know, higher quality stuff. So that's something the recycling industry has to work on.
Higher quality stuff meaning not contaminated.
Yes, a load of plastics without all kinds of garbage and stuff that they don't want. Because recycling is a business, and it has to be stuff that can really be made into something else. So that's what these end markets are trying to do.
So we got a lot of questions just on that, Tom Watson. Good. What plastic can and cannot be recycled?
That's a very broad question. And
does the number on the bottom really matter?
Most programs now say that you should go by the shape. And to make it easier, many programs will say all plastic bottles and tubs can be recycled, for example. And the reason they say that is because not everything that has a number on it can necessarily be recycled. Going by the numbers can be confusing, so it's better to just go by the shapes.
Produce bags?
Produce bags can be recycled in bags of bags in the programs at grocery stores or retailers that take them. And some curbside recycling programs take them, so they can be put in with other plastic bags as long as they're clean and dry.
Clean and dry. So you do have to spend the time to wash lots of plastics, like plastic pots from gardening. They have to be washed?
I would not spend time washing them. I would just have an old rag or your hand and just scoop out the dirt. They don't have to be super clean, just not tons of gunk on them and dry, really.
Blister packaging?
That can go in your bag of bags. The blister packaging or bubble wrap can be recycled with plastic bags.
Well, what about plastic caps and lids? Because they give you different sizes. Some small ones, no. Bigger ones, yes.
That's getting confusing. And right now, several programs, including Seattle's, are saying plastic caps 3 inches. I think plastic and metal caps 3 inches or larger can go in the recycling. Some programs may still say no caps.
What's the deal with not wanting the small ones? They're still plastic. Doesn't everything get shredded?
Those will get stuck in the equipment. All of this stuff goes to big sorting plants, and they have people picking through the stuff and belts and fancy equipment and blowers and magnets. And so they want to make sure that what's going through there is not going to mess things up. And that's why they don't want loose plastic bags, because loose plastic bags will get stuck in the equipment and jam it up. Little caps will do that too.
Sounds like they need to change the equipment if they want more recycling.
This is all a work in progress, Steve. They're always trying to figure out the best way to make this work.
What happens? Here's one question we got from our web editor. If you accidentally mix something in that can't be recycled with the recyclables, does that turn the entire bin into trash?
Usually it doesn't.
Because there's some human or something there sorting it.
Yes, people are sorting it. If it was some bad chemical in it or a load of dirty diapers in it or something, but that almost never happens.
And,
but, yeah.
And gunky peanut butter, or you leave too much dirt in the plastic pots, that still gets recycled, but it just makes it harder to recycle it?
That particular item might, if they if they think it's too bad, they might toss that in the garbage. But I don't think people need to really worry about it too much. Recycle what you can. Try to know the rules, but don't agonize about it if you're not sure it's okay to put something in the garbage.
How much of what we put into recycle bins is actually getting recycled? Do you have a percentage overall in the world or in King County?
I'd say it's above 90% in most cases.
It's getting recycled in the new product.
Of what is going in the recycling bin?
Yeah.
I would say so. That can really vary, and it depends on the type of material.
That's a success.
Oh, I think so, yeah. So, it doesn't get collected unless they have a market for it and want to recycle it.
Tom, you're a hopeful man. Is there a phone number people can call with more questions? Where should they call?
For King County, they could call our customer service number. We've just changed the
number. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what they can do? KCEcoConsumer.com. They can ask questions there.
That would be a great place.
And they'll find you there, and that'll start. All right, Tom Watson. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great.
Keep recycling.
You too.
It's The Record.